Welcome to Papa's Library. We have another request for a story with a princess in it. Somehow I don't think this will be the last. Since mentioning the greedy princess when we visited the library last time, everybody wants to hear about her. So today's request is for a story about the greediest princess. Actually, the request is for a story about the greediest and the naughtiest princess in the universe. Well, this is a tall order. All right, let's go into the library and see what we find. So we're going to go into the princess wing of the library. It turns out that there are so many books about princesses that there is an entire wing of the library. That means a whole side of a building, two floors, just devoted to stories about princesses. Oh, golly gee, you say? Yes, exactly. It's true. There are many stories here about spoiled princesses. We have read many of those. But the greediest princess ever? What? Oh, and the naughtiest, yes, I got that. But why the naughtiest? What does that mean? Oh, she doesn't listen to her parents. The king and queen? Uh-huh, okay. She doesn't listen to anybody? Uh-huh. She just does what she wants. I see. And still she gets everything she asks for? That sounds like an impossible situation. Okay, let's look and see. Well, here's a story. I don't know if you want to hear this one. It's the story of a princess who grew a green nose. Yes, yes, you say? You sure you want to hear that one? Well, okay. Once upon a time, there was a princess who was born to a king and queen who lived in a land where everything that anyone ever needed grew right out of the ground or fell from a tree or rained from the sky. No one ever had to work for anything. No one ever had to toil. That means no one had to go without things in order to have other things. And everyone was happy. No one ever felt the need to have more than they had because they had everything they needed. Well, everyone, that is, except the princess. Not only did she have everything she needed because she was a princess, she also got everything she wanted, no matter how silly, no matter how frivolous, no matter how difficult it was for her mom and dad to get it for her, and no matter how much other people were put out by her requests. For example, if the princess decided that she liked a particular dog that belonged to somebody in the village, she would ask for it and expect to get it. And of course, the owner of that dog, the family, was quite put out to have to give up their dog to the princess. But the princess is the princess, and if you're just a normal person living in the village, there's really not much you can do. Well, she got so used to asking for things that she wanted that she soon got bored with just getting the things that she wanted. So then she started asking for things that she knew other people wanted. So she asked for other people's dogs, as I already mentioned, for other children's toys, for other people's books, other people's flowers, other people's bread, other people's pies, everything. It didn't really matter to her what it was that other people had, because she came to get joy simply from taking things from other people. Well, her mother scolded her and said this is really not a kind thing to do. And her father warned her, "You know, child, if you continue to go on doing nothing but taking things from other people, especially things that they enjoy, or things that they are proud of, or things that they have made themselves, or things that they value highly for their own very special reasons, you will not come to a good end. But the girl didn't care. She didn't care what her mother said. She didn't care what her father said. She didn't care what anybody thought about her. She only cared that whatever she named, she got to have, no matter how many people were hurt in the process, or how many people had to give up things that they loved to the princess, who really didn't care about them at all, neither the things that she asked for, nor the people she took them from. She just wanted what she wanted because, well, why do you think? What? What did you say? Because she was greedy? Yes. Because she was very greedy. She was very, very greedy. And you know, with greed, you soon forget why you want something. You don't have to have a reason to want it. You want it just because you want it. Well, the whole village grew to despise the greedy princess. And everywhere in the countryside, people heard about this girl and said, "I hope she doesn't come to our part of the kingdom." And people started to hide things away, so that if she ever did come to wherever they lived, she wouldn't see things that they valued and want them and take them away. And soon the whole country fell under a cloud of distrust and fear that whatever they had could be taken away from them. The people became sad and unhappy, and even the flowers grew shorter and kind of less colorful, and the animals grew moody, and the cows made less milk, the goat made less cheese, and the birds didn't sing like they used to sing. They just kind of croaked. And a general pall fell over the land. A pall is like just kind of a ho-hum feeling, like a cloudy day where it rains all day long and never stops, and you can't go outside, you can't do anything, you can't play, you can't go to the playground, all of that. Well, it happened one day that a fairy from another land got caught in a high wind and blown high into the sky and tumbled end over end for day after day, way up high in the clouds. And when the wind finally stopped blowing and she drifted down out of the clouds, she found herself in the middle of this gloomy kingdom. She flew around for a bit, and she said to herself, "Ugh, this place smells awful. Everything smells like it's rotting here. The flowers are all wilting, the cows are all getting skinny, the people all go around with frowns on their faces. What possibly can be the matter?" And so a fairy, you know, can make herself invisible. And so she flew around and just perched on people's windowsills and listened to the conversations that they had around their dinner tables. She heard the people talking about the things that they used to love to have in their homes, but that they had hidden away for fear that the princess would want them and would ask for them. And now they didn't have any of the things that they loved themselves. All of the paintings that they loved, all the candlesticks that they loved, all the colorful ornaments. Nobody had any ornaments for the Christmas trees anymore because they were afraid the princess was going to want them. And she did. She had storerooms and storerooms full of Christmas ornaments that she had decided she had to have for herself. Well, the fairy thought, this is really not good. Something must be done about this. So she went to the castle. She flew around the castle. She flew first to the room of the king and the queen, and they were having a conversation. They were so sad and so forlorn, because they knew that the greediness of their daughter, the princess, had changed the whole kingdom. Everything in it, everyone in it, all the animals, all the plants, all the birds, even the butterflies stopped coming to that kingdom. They didn't know what to do. And the king said to the queen, "If only somebody could change the heart of this princess and make her stop being so greedy. I would give anything to see the sunshine on the wonderful flowers that used to grow in our kingdom, and to see the smiles in the faces of our villagers. We were once the happiest kingdom anywhere. What has become of us?" And the fairy said to herself, "I must try to see what I can do." And she flew around the castle, looking for where was the room of the princess. But she couldn't find it. And at first she wondered, "Why can't I find the room with the princess?" And then she realized there was nothing glowing in the room of the princess. The room was filled with beautiful things, but they didn't shine. They were all gray and dull. Everything that had once been so beautiful, when she had said she has to have it for herself, that beauty disappeared when she took it to herself. The fairy found the princess sleeping in her bed, surrounded by the things that her greed convinced her that she had to have for herself. The fairy fluttered down to the pillow that the princess was sleeping on. Fairies can become quite small. And whispered in the princess's sleeping ear, "What has greed got you?" she asked. That's it. She just asked that simple question. "What has greed got you?" And then she flew to another part of the castle. The princess woke up in the morning with the question in her mind, "What has greed got me?" She looked around her room and said, "Well, I have everything. I have everything. Everything everyone else had, now I have it. That's what greed has gotten me." She went through her day, as she usually went through her day, looking for other things to be greedy about. But she'd already taken everything that everyone had in the whole kingdom, so it was hard for her to find new things to want and to take. That night she fell asleep, and the fairy came back and whispered in her sleeping ear, "Give all you have taken back. Give all you have taken back." That's it. That's all she said. "Give all you have taken back." The princess woke up in the morning and she had the funny thought in her head, "Give all I have taken back? Give all I have taken back? Why would I ever do that? Then I wouldn't have these beautiful things," which of course were no longer beautiful, but she kept calling them beautiful as if that made them beautiful, and she spent the whole day in a kind of a confusion until she fell asleep again that night. Well, the fairy came back again that night and whispered in the princess's sleeping ear, "You have taken away the beauty. You have taken away the beauty. You have taken away the beauty." That's all she said. And the princess woke up in the morning with these words in her mind, "You have taken away the beauty. You have taken away the beauty. You have taken away the beauty." And she said to herself, "Oh, that's ridiculous. I am the most beautiful thing in the kingdom. I certainly haven't taken away my own beauty." And she went to look in the mirror to see how beautiful she was. And you know what she saw? she had grown a knobbly green nose. Well, she shrieked, "Oh, no!" And she cried, "I'm ugly!" And she stomped and she pulled at her hair and she ran to the room of her mom and dad, the king and the queen. She threw open the door and she shrieked and cried, "Look what has become of me!" Her mother and father were horrified. But then her father understood something and said to her, "Child, I tried to warn you that your greedy ways would not end well for you, and this is what it has come to. You have taken the beauty away from everyone in the kingdom, and now you have lost your own." The princess was still not listening, and she cried to her father, "Change me back! Find some magic potion! Make this horrible, horrible nose go away!" And her father, who was a wise king, and her mother, who was a wise queen, said to her, "Only you can bring back the beauty to this kingdom. Only you." Well, the very greedy princess with the knobbly green nose left and went back to her room and cried and cried and cried all night. In the morning, she woke up. What? You say she didn't sleep because she cried all night? Oh, yes, I know. Well, she cried herself to sleep. You can't cry all night. You eventually cry yourself to sleep, right? Yes, okay. So when she finally woke up in the morning, she heard these words, "Give the beauty back. Give the beauty back." And she said to herself, "I have to give back everything I have taken." And so she started. She got a big sack and she started to load up that sack. She loaded it with as many things as she could carry. And she went back to each household that she had taken things from and gave them back. And she did that every single day for an entire year, because it took her that long to give back all the things that her greed had taken from everyone in the village and in the countryside. What? What? You say you think the fairy made her have a good heart? You think so? Maybe. Well, over the course of that year, everything that had been in her storage rooms and had been bland and gray and had lost its magic, had lost its color, all came back to life, slowly and slowly and slowly. The villagers and the people in the countryside became happy again. And the princess, who later grew up to be the queen, what? Did she still have the green nose? Oh, yes, she did, she did. She had that green nose for the whole year while she gave everything back. She was still ugly, all the while carrying a sack through the streets of the villages, through the countryside, looking like an old witch, giving back the things that she had taken. Nobody knew it was the princess, because it was just an ugly, ugly girl with a green nose. They were happy to have the things back, but they had no idea it was a princess who was returning them. But a year and a day from the day that she started to give the things back, the fairy came back to the kingdom and looked in at the castle and saw what the princess had done. Without saying a word, she waved her magic wand and in a sprinkle of fairy dust restored the princess to her beauty. And ever after, the princess was the most giving, kind, and thoughtful person in the kingdom. And that's our story. What? You say there is another greedy princess story that involves blueberries? Well, We shall have to see about that on another trip to Papa's library. For now, if the sun is shining, go outside and play. If it is cold or snowing or rainy, make up a story or a game inside. If it is nighttime, get ready for bed. Or if you're already in bed, blow kisses and snuggle under your covers until we meet again in Papa's library.